A man who challenged a group of Wellington musicians accused of sex attacks says he expects the number of complaints to rise even further. Wellington detectives are now investigating at least 20 separate reports of sexual assault, violence and drugging. Allegations made online say the musicians targeted women, men and minors. One man challenged one of the group after a friend of his was threatened. He told our reporter Hamish Cardwell that since the allegations were first circulated online, a number of survivors have told him awful stories about their experiences.
It's heartbreaking that, you know, there's been that many men and women affected by these guys and their disgusting behaviour, really. But it's heartbreaking and it's heartwarming, the fact that with the help of the community and the public and the way that they came together to combat this issue and speak up about this, it's given so many women and men the courage to come forth and get the justice that they deserve and make sure that these guys are punished for what they've done, because it's quite frankly, it's disgusting. And it's quite powerful to know that these women have been brave enough to come forward and speak on their personal accounts, because I can't imagine that's an easy thing to do at all.
I understand people have spoken to you about the effect that these guys had on them in terms of changing their lives and the way that they went about their lives. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, it was just so heart-wrenching to me, some of the personal accounts that I talked with some women about, because some people were just scared to leave their house because of these guys, and I'm not joking when I say that. It's some of these people hadn't gone out in 2 years, they hadn't gone out clubbing or anything like that into town since these guys had sexually assaulted the person. And to me, that was just so, you know, you shouldn't have to be scared, you know. You should have the right to be able to go out and have a good time and not be worried that some creepy dude is going to try and drag you and take you home. I know that there's more girls out there, more humans that have been affected by this kind of behaviour, and I just want to encourage all of you to, it must not be easy. What's happened to you is truly heartbreaking, and I stand with you. I just want to encourage anyone else who is affected to just come forward and speak about it, because I know there are more of you.
And that is our reporter Hamish Cardwell's interview with a man who was one of the first to speak out about the behaviour of the group of Wellington musicians now being investigated by the police. The police do say that anyone with information should contact them.